every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Teddy, for our marvelous Recovery 101 Thanksgiving jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANEOACAGAPASLASLACRRRMMDRAHAPA Foster Farms.
Zachy.
Was that the Thanksgiving chicken you did there a second ago?
Thanksgiving chicken.
Is that what I said?
No, I was responding to his.
Foster Farms, Zachy Farms. What's the other one? Butterball. We don't speak for any of them, there, guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Speak for yourself.
Welcome, all my friends, to the show you wish would end. We're so glad you could ascend. Happy
Ascend.
We're so glad you see the thing.
We're glad you could ascend.
Ascend into heaven. The show's going to be so boring, we're going to kill them off. They're going to die of boredom.
No, they're going to ascend to a new level
this
of nirvana.
Be fun.
My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yup.
You know what that means. We're on the countdown. The countdown.
To what?
End of the world.
Yes, what is it, the 21st or something?
21st, 22nd, I don't know.
At any rate, we don't have to bother with Black Friday.
So we don't have to buy Christmas gifts until the 23rd?
Right.
That's right. Well, I just don't think the Mayans had a... Mayans.
The morons.
The Mayan morons. I don't think they had a bigger rock. They would have had a larger rock. Calendar would have gone longer.
I've told you my theory. It was like the third generation of Mayan who was in charge of doing this. He met a girl. And said, to hell with this. Drop the chisel. And watched her on his chisel.
You know what's going to happen now? Whatever Mayans are left spread out through other cultures of the world, since they mostly disappeared, on the 22nd, they're all going to be walking around going, hey, baby, you know, world ends tomorrow. We might as well F today. I wonder, the night before, how many people are just going to go out and do really stupid, stupid stuff. Pretty sure that the world will end the next day so they won't have to pay any prices.
You know what happens when the world doesn't end?
Hmm.
The Mayans will be in ruins.
I owe some tax money.
Yeah.
I'm waiting until after the 22nd. Because what if we're not here?
He just said. How many people are going to do really stupid stuff?
Yeah, but he's already one of them.
Yes, he's one of them.
No. Here's the thing. It's already late.
Later doesn't matter.
Right. There's no extra charge for it being later.
Then don't send it.
Yeah, well, I'll wait till after the 22nd because everything ends. I don't have to worry about it.
And if you believe everything's going to end, mail the check on the 21st. At least you can say you sent it.
I do it online.
Oh.
So what are you going to do for the end of the world, Shelley?
Point and laugh.
She goes, I'm going to read a book.
Pretty much.
I'm going to read a book. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
There's a famous Twilight Zone. Burgess Meredith. This guy loves to read.
The Penguin.
And he's a banker. And he's in the bank vault reading, and there's like a nuclear attack. And, of course, he's in the bank vault, so he survives. He comes up. Everyone else is dead. And everyone used to bitch at him for reading, right? And he says, I never got enough time to read. I've never got enough time to read. And he comes up, and everyone is gone. and he goes to like the Library of Congress or something. He's sitting out on the steps. There's these huge, I could just see Shelley, like huge piles of books next to him. And he's like, I've got all this time to read. I've got time to read. And he leans over to pick up a book, and his glasses fall off his face and break on the ground. And he's like, no!
That would I have be, that'd be two Shelley. Words for him. Large print.
Look, Shelley's got an answer for everything, doesn't she?
She's like the librarian deluxe.
Major grammarian.
I'm way excited because I am officially in charge of the mystery and science fiction fantasy sections.
Ooh, I love the fantasy. I love the fantasy section.
Yes, I am large and in charge. I already started ripping through science fiction, getting rid of the old crap, all this, the fragments of series that we no longer have, all the stuff that sits. I pulled some books off those shelves.
She's
that were
easy to please.
So thick with dust, I started sneezing convulsively. And I'm thinking, no wonder the patrons
that
don't come over here.
Shelly?
What?
That wasn't dust.
It was dust, trust me.
Did you feel very energetic afterwards?
No.
Oh. Not very hungry?
You know what that means.
What's
yes,
that mean?
Please.
What does it mean, Shelly? Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. It was not bad, Foley. Did the... Oh, the Bears play tomorrow. Never mind.
Bears play tomorrow.
Yeah, they lost last time.
Where is
kinda
the bummed. Boozy news?
It's right there.
Click the boozy news button right there.
There you go.
There you go.
Yikes.
Da-da-da-da.
Right there where it always is.
Okay. In Dubuque, Iowa.
I've always wondered about that.
What?
I always get the idea that you're about to puke in Dubuque.
Dubuque?
Dubuque.
In Dubuque, Iowa?
This guy may have. Gerald Ryder.
It's got to be an alcoholism story because there's only two names.
56 years old. Was arrested at the Doghouse Bar because he caused a bit of a stir when he arrived for
naked?
His evening of drinking, accompanied by a parrot and a small zebra.
I heard this joke.
Would he escape from Circus Vargas or something?
No, he claims that the animals were his pets.
And a zebra.
Now, he said that he sometimes takes them into the bar, but the bar owner doesn't like them very much. He was in his truck when officers arrived. They gave him a field sobriety test. Now, here's what I think this is a cheap shot. They gave him a DUI, charged him with drunken driving. But he says he was about to let one of his passengers drive.
The zebra.
He claims it was going to be a human, but there was no one else with him other than the zebra and the... So what I'm wondering is, how drunk was he that he thought the zebra was a person?
How drunk was he that the zebra was sitting in one of the seats? That's what I'm wondering. Because I may not be clear on this, but zebra, sizable animal.
It says it was a small zebra.
A small zebra.
Even a small
zebra. A zebrette.
Well, think about a Shetland pony. Still, a few hundred pounds. That's a lap
doesn't
to be sitting
sit up
in the passenger
seat. Doesn't sit up well in a seat.
No.
Either. No.
Eats a straw out of the seat of the truck.
Okay.
Of course, that'd have to be an old truck.
Yeah.
I'm going to scroll down to something because I want to do this story now.
What's it about?
We had a Pontiac Le Mans once, old school, 60s. It had straw in the seats, and uh-huh. We were fishing. We came back. There's this horse with his head through the window just chowing on my dad's pad, our driver's seat.
Perfect.
My dad was not amused.
Okay, now we all know the sad news, the death of the Twinkie.
Oh, because
there's a box of Twinkies right next to my head.
Yes, because it is time for the ceremonial eating of the last Twinkie. Okay, you know that. Get up the Twinkies. Break up the Twinkies, man. Which is really sad that like a bazillion states legalized marijuana and got rid of Twinkies at the same time.
Yeah, talk about screwing with dope fiends. Let's let you get the munchies and then take away one of the companies with the biggest munchie. Fantastic.
I can't get the Twinkies.
Isn't there a part two to this story, Shelley?
I'm getting there.
Where's
first, I
Twinkie?
Have to have the ceremonial last Twinkie.
No, you
don't. It's ceremonial. Must have a Twinkie. I'll even put down my cigar.
I don't even like Twinkies, so. When they were new, they had banana cream in them.
Yes, when they were first made, they had banana cream in them. Then during World War II, bananas were scarce, so they switched to vanilla cream, and the vanilla was so popular, they never went back to the banana.
Yeah, never liked them.
Okay, so we're now having the ceremonial last Twinkie, but wait. There may be light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, there may be. How many people out of work because of Hostess?
18,500.
18,500 people.
Yes, where
out
those
of work.
Jobs may be going. To Mexico. A Mexican baking company called Bimbo. Now, Bimbo has already tried to buy Hostess at one point.
They're big in Southern California.
They tried to buy Hostess at one point. They made what was considered a lowball offer of $580 million for the company for Hostess a few years ago. It's a good thing maybe for them that they waited to try again.
Get it for nothing.
Because now Hostess is only worth $135 million.
Oh. Awesome.
However, I do not think I will be eating the new Twinkies.
Why?
I'm not sure I would buy a product, and I've never bought any of the Bimbo products because I really just don't want to buy something from El Grupo Bimbo. I know that you guys like to eat Bimbos, but it's really not on my diet.
Let me tell you, I've probably eaten close to 400 Bimbos.
I know. That's just not in my game plan.
I used to be quite the slut.
And besides, it wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be a Hostess Twinkie. It would be a Bimbo Twinkie.
I went out with a group of Bimbos one night.
Yeah.
I shooting fish in a barrel.
I think that a Bimbo cupcake. Will they keep the name Hostess though, right?
It doesn't say that they're going to.
They're buying Hostess.
They're buying Hostess for a reason. You know what? Imagine how many people in the United States, just like Shelley said, might not buy a Bimbo product that would buy a Hostess product.
You would still buy Wonder Bread if it was still called Wonder Bread.
That's right. Instead of Bimbo Bread.
Yeah, Bimbo Bread, I don't know.
Okay.
Bimbo Bread, give it to your teenage daughter. See what happens.
Susie Q's by Bimbo.
Susie Q's by Bimbo.
Sweet.
How's that for a zinger?
In Brooklyn.
Do they do zingers?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. F Twinkies. It's zingers I'm worried about.
If you want a zinger, there's some in the cupboard.
Are there?
Shelley went a little crazy buying
Hostess
stuff.
What should you bring Twinkies out for then?
Well, I only have the one packet of three zingers.
Which kind?
Chocolate.
Oh, never mind.
I like the raspberry ones.
No.
I like the yellow
and
ones.
That's what everybody says. And when I went to look for zingers, they didn't have the yellow ones. So
yeah, they're tough to find now.
Yeah. Well, when I bought the four boxes of Twinkies,
they're
even
harder to find now.
You know why they're so tough to find?
Because all the pot smokers.
All the pot smokers have them.
Because Hostess is gone.
Well, when I went to buy the four boxes of Twinkies, I got the four of the last 20 boxes that Albertsons had. By the end of the day, I was talking to people that had been all over the place, couldn't find any Twinkies.
Oh.
A friend of mine actually posted online that he felt like this was just like back in the day when he would go to score crack, trying to find somebody in a parking lot who might have an extra Twinkie.
Hey, got a Twinkie?
Dude, you know who's going to be bummed? Woody Harrelson from the movie Zombieland.
Yeah.
Did you ever see it?
Have
his
it.
His big thing in Zombieland, he's trying to find some Twinkies. He's bummed.
Okay, well, in Brooklyn, New York,
there's still no Hostess.
Is Brooklyn even there?
Yes. Speaking of drug dealers and scoring crack, but actually it's not crack, it's pot. But it's not pot. Actually.
It's like pot, but it's not pot.
Now, the person in the story, there are no names given for an obvious reason because the guy he deals marijuana. And he said that is his primary occupation, is dealing
Last
marijuana.
Dance with Mary Jane.
He wanted to help out with the whole Hurricane Sandy victims thing.
So he's distributing free weed?
No,
get everybody
said,
bong hit.
He said, I'm quoting him, look, there are probably some people who down there that want some marijuana, but that's not going to clothe and feed them. So in order for me to help, I needed to turn what I do for a living into something concrete that I could give them. So what he did was he told all of his customers that if they bought from him on a certain day, that he was going to give 50% of everything he made to the hurricane victims. And he did.
Wow.
He actually did it 2 days in a row.
So why is this guy not a hero of the week?
Yeah. How's Bloomberg not up there going, give him a 16-ounce beverage?
For their cotton mouth.
I don't know.
But nothing larger.
I just didn't think of that as being the hero of the week. But at any rate.
Well, he's giving away half the money he makes from
selling. That's a huge hero of the week.
Now, he's not like a big time drug dealer. He's not like a big time marijuana dealer. He only makes about $1,400 a day, but that was $700 on each of the 2 days.
I got news. $1,400 a day? That's $700 a day profit at least. He's doing well.
Well,
$4,900 a week.
If he's donating $1,400 a day, that means he's making $1,400 a day.
Oh, he's donating
$1,400? No, no, no. He donated $700 on two successive days.
Yeah, but still.
Oh. So he donated $1,400.
That's $4,900 a week. He's doing okay. He's not a big dealer, but what is that, Mark? $4,900 times four is?
It's about 60 grand. No, it's
no,
not.
No, 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 no,
no. No, 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 no. I'm sorry. That's
it's 240 grand.
That's, yeah, 240 grand.
Okay, well, at any rate. And he says he is going to, perhaps not every day, but he is going to continue to do this until the crisis is over.
However, what it costs him in food?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What it costs him in contraband Twinkies?
That's right.
In Cincinnati, we're still on marijuana?
No, we're not. I don't mean it like that.
We're still on stories about marijuana.
Okay.
Hamilton County, which is where my mother lives, actually, Judge Melba Marsh offered a 19-year-old defendant, Demaine Mitchell, the opportunity to stay out of prison if he would give up marijuana permanently.
Demaine?
Demaine is his name, yes.
Is Demaine Demand?
Demaine Demand.
Well, apparently not, because the judge was quite shocked when he thought about it and then said, could I at least get one more joint?
What an idiot.
So the judge said no.
Did you just throw him in prison?
Yes, and he will be back in court to see if his answer changes.
Where are you going?
I'll bet his answer will change.
Well, we would think so. And
for when he meets Bubba,
his answer will change real fast.
Here's yet another study, this one done by the CDC. So there was funding available for this.
Center for Disease Control.
Apparently, Americans get just as many empty calories from alcoholic beverages as they do from soda.
Makes sense.
Okay.
That's the
Yeah, but doesn't beer have other goodness in it?
It has hops.
Yeah. It's like vegetables.
Grain. Yes, it's like drinking vegetables. Yeah, right. Except for if you actually eat vegetables, you don't get a beer gut.
Okay.
It has barley.
Yeah. Wheat and barley.
So at any rate,
it's nutrition.
It's nutrition. That's the end of the boozy news. You weren't expecting that in the middle of a cookie, were
Mark's
you?
Got a mouthful of chocolate chip cookie.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Shelly.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
She's still eating Twinkies. It was a ceremonial last Twinkie, but now she's on her seventh one.
It's a ceremonial last box.
Oh, I took a box. Hold on.
I took a box of the Twinkies into work the day when I bought them. One of my coworkers ate 6 of them in 10 minutes.
How much weed they've been smoking?
Well, I don't think any, but I mean, he'd been at work all day.
What does this person do at work? Smokes weed.
Praise the Lord, pass the marijuana.
Now, what does this person do?
Circulation.
Ah, deals weed.
Deals weed. Yeah, deals weed. I'd like this. I'd like this biography on Cheech and Chong, and a quarter ounce, please. So it's the Thanksgiving show. Shelly just put like half a Twinkie.
What do you think, Shelly?
Shelly? Shelly? So what do you have to give thanks for?
Twinkies.
Shelly's thankful for Twinkies.
Yeah, see, that's what you get. Shelly eats an entire, like half a Twinkie in one bite. Good Lord.
It was a third of a Twinkie.
No. No. You've got about a quarter of a Twinkie in your hand.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
But you wish you had some liquid to drink right now, don't you?
I do have some liquid. Oh. Thank you.
You know what, Shelly? You just get to experience now what cotton mouth is like.
That's right. This is that feeling you're having right now, half a Twinkie in your mouth, that is that feeling you have right now is what cotton mouth feels like.
I just thought of something.
What?
She just put a third of a Twinkie in her mouth. She bit down all the cream-filled filling.
Squirt in the back
of her throat.
Okay, you guys are disgusting. You are defiling the Twinkie.
Now, wait a minute. You just deep-throated a Twinkie.
We're disgusting. Yeah.
Wow. How are we defiling the Twinkie after you just choke one down?
Yeah.
Look at that. That could have been in a porn movie right there. You guys should have seen her eat it.
Okay, honestly, though, it's been 2 days since the Great Twinkie Hunt. And I'm kind of over the sweet things now. I ate that one because it was the ceremonial Twinkie, but I'm a little bit
Twinkie hunt.
I'm kind of craving lettuce now. Anything that doesn't have sugar in it.
Yeah, she's like, I'm craving lettuce. Let us eat more Twinkies.
Yes.
So, Shelly, seriously, what do you have to be thankful for? It's the Thanksgiving show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot what we were talking about. Everything.
Okay.
Who's the lead on music? Bye. That's going to be a quick show.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Mark, what do you have to be thankful for?
Thankful that I'm clean and sober.
That's usually a good way to start.
Especially this show.
Look, because if you aren't clean and sober, then we won't be doing this show.
I shared about Thanksgiving past. I told a story today at a meeting about time that my sisters and I got together, and at Thanksgiving time, family's mom's getting the meal ready, family's all over. We go in the back to start the official winter snow.
Yes.
So
is this after eating?
No, this is before eating.
Oops.
Yeah, this is at like 1 or
oops.
We're snorting coke.
Oops.
And we come out and sit down at the table, and watching the three of us, watching each other try to push the food around on our plate to make it look like we ate.
Apparently you didn't have any dogs.
Couldn't swallow. I was actually sharing it, and one of the guys in the meeting goes, you're looking for the dog, aren't you?
I remember I would get up in the morning mm-hmm. after being up all night and then trying to feign like I was asleep. My mom would wake me up, and she'd make me this big-ass breakfast. Oh. I had a dog would sit right next to me at the table. Dog sugar. And I would, like, hold up my plate and just dump it right to the floor. This dog would have that thing cleaned up in 3 seconds.
Yep.
German Shepherd Coyote.
Yep.
My mom would come in and go, wow, you must have been really hungry. You want some more? No, Mom, I'm good.
No, I'm good. I'm full.
I'm full now.
Yeah. And the dog needs to go out.
Yeah. Yeah. Sugar needs to go pinch a loaf.
Jeez.
Someone smells something burning?
Burning.
It's either the cigarette or the two cigars. Oh,
no.
We got some peanut gallery.
I'm not on fire. Are we going through this again? Remember the last time we recorded we smelled something burning?
Yeah, I think it's the heater.
Hey, Jimmy. We've got peanut gallery here.
Hey, Jimmy.
So, Shelly.
Can you move that paper away from the heater, please?
Yeah, take the paper off the heater.
Shelly, What do you have to be thankful for?
And move those bullets off the fuse.
The sun and the moon and the stars at night.
Shelly's not going to play along.
I think Shelly's been smoking some weed.
I know.
First of all, she's choking down a Twinkie. And then I'm like, what do you have to be thankful for? Mark's like, sobriety, recovery. And Shelly's like, the sun and the moon.
Twinkies.
Sun and the moon, Twinkies, and reruns of Bewitched.
Hey, I like reruns.
How about you, Bruce?
I'm happy to be alive. I'm thankful to be alive. I was telling someone the other day, there was a time in my life I never thought I'd make it to the age I am. You know, I had that whole live fast, die young, leave a good-looking corpse.
Live too long, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm way past the leave a good-looking corpse thing.
Yeah,
so
I hate
now
that.
It's live slow, die slow, and survive as long as
that's
possible.
Right.
Newsflash, there's no such thing as a good-looking corpse.
Yeah, that's kind of true, isn't it? Well, I don't know.
I've seen some corpses that actually look better than they looked when they were alive.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but that's all artificial. They're pumped full of formaldehyde.
It's okay.
And they've got makeup on.
That's okay.
Of course, that describes half the women in Beverly Hills, but, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
I know a lot of alcoholics who are pumped half full of formaldehyde, and they're still alive.
Yeah, they're drinking
right.
Formaldehyde.
They're pickled and preserved.
I think that what I'm thankful for, you know, the other day, I was thinking about this. I had to call my sponsor about an issue that I'm having.
An issue.
Ooh, and, I'm really thankful that Bruce didn't just burn his WeeWer off.
It has to be a much larger cigar than that to burn my WeeWer off.
I'm thankful that I have the same sponsor that I started with. Because I know people that do a lot of sponsor hopping.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, they seem to be kind of confused and unhappy individuals.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And what I realized a while back, because a couple of years ago, there was a time when my sponsor was going through some stuff, and I thought, you know, maybe it was time to switch sponsors because stuff was going on, and, you know, I was feeling kind of weird. And she and I actually talked about it, and I decided not to. And the reason I decided not to was because I was still sober after 3 years, and I'd done what she told me to do, so obviously something was working. And just because she was having problems is no reason for me to go off half-cocked. And if I'm having problems with what's going on, that's me, not her.
Right.
So, why? And I'm glad I didn't, because I'm glad I didn't. So that's what I'm thankful for.
She sucks.
I'll tell you something I'm thankful for.
What?
I'm thankful for the fact that I have a Thursday night meeting that I have been going to on Thanksgiving for probably longer than I've been sober. And the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, I've gone to that meeting religiously on Thanksgiving. And the last few years, there's actually been a number of people that have gone to it. Because there were many times in the past, even when that meeting was big, we'd go on Thanksgiving, there'd be two or three people. One time, my friend Matt and I were like the only ones there. You're sitting at the meeting and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. We're the only ones there. We're the only ones there. We're like, I think we should go. Let's just hang out for a little while longer. And then it never fails. Bam, the door opens. Oh, my God. I'm glad you guys. I knew you would be here.
We had that a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then the second year that I was sober, I went on Thanksgiving with you to that meeting. And it was you and I and like two other people.
Yeah.
But it was a good meeting. I mean, And 2 years ago, we go to the Thanksgiving meeting. There's a guy from the AA meeting down the hall, the secretary, sitting out in front of the door to make sure and tell anybody who showed up that they weren't having the meeting.
Yep.
And I looked at him, I said, did you drink on Thanksgiving? I mean, who cancels a meeting for a holiday?
And what I didn't get is the secretary showed up.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
have a
if
meeting.
You're going to show up to tell people you're not having it, why aren't you having it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and you know what? And that meeting was not there for Christmas Eve. That was one of the years it was Christmas Eve.
That meeting was not there again. That meeting was never there again.
And suddenly the meeting was gone.
Yeah, it disappeared pretty quick after that.
Yeah. And I'm thankful that our meeting hasn't. I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful my mom's still around.
Yeah.
You know, I lost my dad this year. And you know what? It's not. I'm not thankful that my dad is gone, but in a way I am, because my dad was not feeling well at all the last year.
No, he was. He had like no quality of life.
And so, while I'm not happy that he's gone, I'm happy that he's not suffering anymore. And I'm happy that my mom is around, and my mom is doing. You know, my mom's doing well. You know, I certainly as good as you could do for having lost someone that had been in your life for a long time. I think she's doing Jim Dandy. Spent a bunch of time with her today. Went out to lunch with her today. Went to some big sale with her today. Had a good time.
And she's doing Jim?
Huh?
Jim Dandy. Apparently, I didn't know this. I don't really need another dad.
Well, I don't know who Jim Dandy is.
But she's doing him.
But she's doing him. You know, my mom listens to this show, too.
I know. Hey, Mom, I'm going to catch crap for this.
That was Mark. That was Mark making a joke like that. That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Sorry, Mom. I was just making a joke.
Mom, send your hate mail to Mark at Recovery101Radio.
She don't need to send mail. She'll find me.
She'll call.
Yeah.
What else? What else do you have to be thankful for, Mark?
Oh, let's see. What am I thankful for?
It's an epic pause.
Everything.
I am thankful for everything. I'm thankful for Debbie.
See, Debbie's been waiting for
brownie
that.
Brownie points.
She's like sitting there. She's like, aha, aha, aha.
Yep. Brownie points.
See, I haven't gotten to mine yet. My brownie.
Oh, yeah, right.
I know.
I did it earlier today.
What you did?
How soon they forget.
What you
did? We're standing in this huge, huge line of people to get into this iTech shopping Christmas thing. And what did I tell you, Shelley?
Oh, that I was the best looking woman there.
There you go. Aww. Brownie points. And I tried to do her this morning before she got dressed.
Shouldn't that work more often than it does?
It should.
It would work more often if he didn't pick 5 minutes before we're supposed to pick up his mother as the time to attack me.
That was a great sniffle back there in the background. I wish you guys could have heard that. So, Mark.
Yes.
Shelley,
what?
Thankful. Thankfulness. Kids?
Thanksgiving.
Kids. Thankful for your kids or not so much?
Okay.
Do I have to be today? Yes, I'm thankful for my kids. Actually, there was a period of time in my life when the only thing that kept me from offing myself at one point was the fact that I didn't want to hurt my son anymore than I already had.
She didn't care about me. You hear that part? Because the only thing that kept me around was my son. F you, Bruce.
Well, no, you know what I mean.
Well, no, I really don't. What do you mean?
Well, you and I weren't doing so hot at that point.
Oh, yeah. I was ready to kick her to the curb.
I didn't. At that point, I wasn't really thinking you would really care.
You know what she did one day? She comes to me on the front porch. I'm thinking about going back to my mom's in Cincinnati. You know what I said?
Okay.
Okay. She's like, that didn't work so well. So they came to him with the, I'm thinking about going back to my mom's.
Okay.
All right. Oh.
Can I help you load anything in the car?
Oh. She's like, because Mama let me drink.
You let her drink. You weren't going to stop her from drinking.
That didn't mean he had to stick around for it.
No, yeah, we were getting to that point before too long.
That point.
Because I had an ex in the program, and when she was drinking, there was a time when I said, okay, see ya. Mm-hmm. Not going to do that anymore. And you know what? I'm thankful I don't have to go through that again. So you better not drink. I'm just saying. I'm not saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm not planning on it.
Oh, good. I'm thankful for that.
Okay.
Anything else, guys?
No, I'm thankful for your new jeans because your butt looks really good in them.
Oh, let's see Bruce stand up. Come on. Come on. Come on, let's see.
He's got to show everybody his butt in his new jeans.
Did I flex the glutes?
Yes. I don't know. I mean,
you know what? I can't believe that Mark
wants to see your butt.
Got me to stand up to show the butt.
I can't believe I actually got you to stand up and do that.
Oh, no, I would do it.
Yeah.
It's my only, you know, the peanut gallery, Jimmy says I didn't look. It's the only best feature I have left.
It wasn't what I was expecting.
That's not true. You're totally lovely and yummy.
Yeah. Totally lovely and yummy.
You know what the ladies say? I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave. Thankful for that.
I don't know. You ask an open-ended question like, what are you thankful for? It's hard. Honestly, it's hard not to be thankful for everything. I say everything facetiously, but it's true. Because it's difficult to be cranky if you're grateful.
That's true.
And it's always better not to be cranky, so you better be grateful.
You better watch out.
Those are my final words.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why. Bill Wilson is coming to town.
That would be scary.
You know what?
He'd be all corpsey and everything, and like he'd have no eyeballs in there, be worms.
This is a Thanksgiving show. You know what happens at the end of the Thanksgiving show?
Black Friday?
Christmas tunes!
No, not Christmas,
Christmas
tunes.
Yes.
No.
It's time.
No, Christmas no tunes. Christmas tunes.
At the end of Thanksgiving, Christmas tunes.
No.
What do you mean, no?
You only play two Christmas songs. For a month, I am subjected to utter crap.
White Christmas is utter crap by Bing Crosby.
I haven't
Crosby.
Heard you play White Christmas in years.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to
know. Yeah, you've been sober for 23 years. You can't have a white Christmas anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Crap.
You know what? You know why she freaks? Because I have two songs that I play ad nauseum.
No,
which
no,
ones?
No.
And they're both newer songs, but they're both classics.
Which ones?
Last Christmas by Wham.
No, no, no.
And All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
No, 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 no.
She's the only one I know that I say, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And she goes, no, no, no. You know how many wives would be happy if their husband said, All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Well, good, because that's all you're getting.
No. No.
Then he'll be content.
See, I'm thankful for that.
Well, all right. Can we end this show now? I'm thankful we're at the end.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. Whoops. That was kind of a bad note. So, Shelley, what are your final words on thankfulness?
I already did them. I told you that. Now it's Mark's turn.
Oh, okay. Mark, what's your final words on thankfulness?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All I want for Christmas is you. thankful for everything. I'm thankful to our listeners.
You are?
I am.
Both of them?
All three of them. Everybody have a merry Thanksgiving.
Have a merry Thanksgiving.
Have a very merry Thanksgiving. Shelley.
Yes.
People are listening to the show.
Really? Still?
We do. We know this. How do we know this?
Because we see them.
Please go to recovery101.net and click on one of the shows. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've just helped us with our numbers. Thank you very much. If you are not a member, it's free. You should become a member. You can get updates of when the shows post. You can post likes and comments on old shows.
Topics.
Topic suggestions. You can add us to playlists. And it's fun. You should do it.
Yes. Mark.
Dude.
We got a friend back east.
We do. That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-step Gazette. At 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can get it sent to you via email, or you can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you by way of the United States Postal Service, as long as they don't keep losing the billions of dollars a year they continue to lose. If you are interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he'll give you all the information you need to bring the 12 Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. and youtube.com/recovery101. Rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
I'm thankful for that. Shelley?
Yes?
I know you're all caught up in watching Debbie knit, but what...
I was.
Who's the lead-out music by?
The lead-out music is by Forever Amber.
Everybody try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. From the specific cup, crazy about your hips, taking dips while we're getting fucked up. Check me once, twice, naughty or nice. Check me with a sexy and you're gonna pay the price. You know I'm crazy about you, you're all shiny and new. All the things we can do to turn the gray skies to blue when she said, all the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. Trippin' when your body's close to mine, and dizzy with the tizzy when you're looking so fine. Loving on your rubbing when we're climbing in the sheets. Waking on your digging when we're grinding to the beats. I'm fucking digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. Digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch up? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch up? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. Wanna get freaked up, wanna get drunk.